Readings today speak of what we could call the interpersonal dimension of the act of faith, or the influence that both other people can have on our journey of discipleship and the influence we can also have on our people. So this happens especially in the Apostle Andrew. We always speak of Peter, so Andrew doesn't feel jealous. Let us speak of Andrew one time. Although in heaven there is no envy or jealousy. So Andrew can teach us these two movements. One, he is influenced by John the Baptist, and then he is the one who brings Peter to Jesus. So he receives influence and then he influences others. So first, he is guided by John the Baptist. He was one of his disciples. Jesus passed by. And John the Baptist, with a deep conviction, says, "Behold the Lamb of God." In Spanish, it says that cuando lo oyeron hablar así, when they heard him speak like that, when they heard the conviction of John the Baptist, they decided to follow Jesus. So, and we know, then they stayed with the Lord for hours. And obviously, it was a life-changing encounter. They remember the time, 4 p.m, and then when he encounters Peter, he says, "We have found the Messiah." But this encounter, this discovery of the Messiah that Andrew had, was triggered by the influence of John the Baptist, was triggered by this faith, conviction, and words of John the Baptist. Without the words of John the Baptist, maybe Andrew would not have found the Messiah. Obviously, Jesus was using John the Baptist. No, John the Baptist was inspired by the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He was already consecrated. And the same happens in the first reading. We have Samuel, who is sleeping in the temple. Eli, the priest, who is kind of the teacher of Samuel. And the first two times, Samuel goes to Eli in the middle of the night, and Eli says, "I'm not calling you. Go back to sleep." We cannot get the tone of how he said it, but most likely he said, "Hey," the first time says, "Go back to sleep." Well, the second one says, "Okay, go back to sleep." No, like, so he was a little bit slow, Eli. But the third time, he realized the Lord is calling him, and he teaches him. "The next time you hear the voice of God, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" This is a good line of the Bible to use when you pray in silence. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So then Samuel becomes somehow a prophet. He encounters the Lord. He did not know the Lord, says the reading, before this encounter. Why? Because of the wisdom and the words of Eli. So both cases, both encounters with Jesus, are triggered or initiated by the faith, the testimony, the words, the example of someone else. And the same could be true of our lives. You encounter Jesus not just by yourself. You encounter Jesus not like Jesus and me. No, you encounter Jesus through many John the Baptist. God sends your way many Elis. I'm just 8 days away from finishing the Bible in a year. And today was a very moving day, I think. Between the snow at St. Michael's, and I was reading the letter of Paul to Timothy, and Father Mike is commenting on that line, "Fight the good fight," and then he says, "Strive to inherit eternal life." And he got emotional. He got moved by that aspect of we need to fight for eternal life, and he even kind of broke down almost. This is not the end. The end, they told me, spoiler alert, that he will cry even more. But I was so moved I was so convicted by his conviction. And I have been so convicted just especially by being exposed to the Word of God. So he is like one of the many John the Baptist that is influencing my faith. So this is the first movement of Andrew. He lets John the Baptist influence him, point to Jesus, but also he walks toward Jesus. He's docile, he's humble. Not only you need to be surrounded by people of faith, you also need to somehow follow their advice. You need to be what we call the virtue of docility. Docility is this capacity to be guided, to be led by others. So that's the first thing we could learn from Andrew. Learn in your life to have many John the Baptist. Learn in your life to be surrounded by good, positive, Catholic, spiritual influences. It could be the writing of a saint. It could be a friend. It could be a priest. It could be a spiritual director. It could be a community of faith or a small community of faith. Because when you expose to them, they begin to be people who point towards the Lamb of God and lead you to deeper encounters with Jesus. And they can lead you to new insights, new levels of faith. The second thing we can learn from Andrew is to, after being influenced by John the Baptist, encountering Jesus as the Messiah, John says that he brought him to Jesus. Just five words. These are five words that you should memorize because they are very important. He brought him to Jesus. The most important figure in the New Testament is Peter. Why do we have Peter? Because of the secret influence of these five lines, five words. He brought him to Jesus. The main job of Andrew in the history of church, I think, was to bring his brother, Peter, to Jesus. So he was somehow what John the Baptist was for him. He became now someone who influenced his brother. But pay attention to this. One, he didn't convert Peter. He didn't say, Peter, you are going to be better than me. You're going to be the next pope. You're going to be rock. He didn't have that capacity. His task was only to bring him to Jesus and then let Jesus do the work. Many of you have children or friends or people you want to bring to Jesus. Your task is not to change them. Your task is not to tell them what to do or who they are or what is their mission. Our task as influencers, we could use it in this way almost literally, is to present them to Jesus. Then Jesus does the work. This gospel, at least for me, is very relaxing. I don't need to tell you what to do, or I don't need to know. I just say, here is Jesus. Like, Jesus, you change Elena. You change Eric. You change Hannah. I don't know what is best for them. Here they are. The same you should do. What is the mission the Lord has for your children? You don't know. You just present them to Jesus, and then Jesus will do a work that is more profound, more beautiful, more perfect than you could ever imagine. It's a very relaxing truth that Andrew teaches us today. So let us pray through his intercession for this twofold grace. The grace of docility, so we can be influenced by others into deeper encounters with Christ. And the grace of witnessing, bringing others to Jesus in so many ways. Through our faith, through our words, through our intercession, through our testimony of life, and even through our explicit acts of evangelization.